If you will trust Jesus, if you'll believe, look to Jesus in faith, you have eternal life and will never be condemned. If you do not look to Jesus, you're already condemned because you were born that way. We're born with a sin nature. We are sinners. My parents didn't teach me to sin. They taught me the words, and I put the words together to make them come out of sin and lie and blame it on my brothers. They didn't teach me how. Naturally, because I'm a sinner. How about you?
Welcome to Apply Within, a verse-by-verse study of the Word of God with Pastor Bob Davis of North Country Chapel. We invite you to join with us as we, by the power of God's Holy Spirit, apply His Word within our own hearts. As we study line upon line, precept upon precept, verse by verse, through the Bible, we see a foreshadowing of Jesus' crucifixion as our study of John continues in chapter 3, verse 15. Here's Pastor Bob.
Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, verse 15, but have eternal life. He says, why do I say that? Jesus is saying this. These words are coming directly from Jesus, the very heart of the Lord God Almighty in heaven. Because God so loved the world so much, he gave his only begotten son. For God so loved specifically all people, all mankind, he gave his only begotten son. The only truly begotten son. Jesus is in that special position. He became flesh and dwelt among us. God Almighty is his son, and he became flesh and dwelt among us and was born, became human, but he's always been his son. So he holds the premier spot, the special place, the only begotten son. Jesus shows us God's heart. If you want to know what God thinks of everybody out there, God loves them. That's the heart of God. Why? God is love. John will write that down in 1 John, a couple of places, but it's you and me and other people out there that don't like them. And then we form our divisions and our et cetera and so forth. So we try to use anything we can, social, color, anything we can use to find something wrong. And we use it, and it's working well for everybody, isn't it? But what is God's heart? My Father's heart is this. He so loved everybody that he gave that special son of his, Jesus Christ. So now Jesus shows us God's plan. Here's his heart. He loves us. So what's he going to do about that? True love causes action. So God's plan is this. Because we've already seen that every one of us is bitten by that poisonous serpent called sin, we're all sinners in need of your Savior. God's plan is this. Whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Once again, there's a fight in the church over what everlasting is. I don't know why. And people are trying to justify, and but the truth is, if you're going to take the language as it's written, everlasting means lasting forever. And others say, well, you know, I've watched your life and you're a sinner. And so you may have been saved, but you lost yours. Not if Jesus is right. Not if Jesus means what he says. And the fight is on out there in the churches, isn't it? Depends. You can always pick your poison. That's how people go from church to church. I want to hear this and this and this. Well, they go there. I want to hear that. Well, there you go there. How about just the Bible? And then we have to live with it. And ask each other, pray for me. I want to do this. I want to walk in this. Are you crazy? Yes. Pray for me. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Everlasting. Should not perish. The whosoever should believe in him should not perish or ever be destroyed spiritually. Could our physical bodies die? They could. We're born again, saved by grace through faith. And if your body dies, what happens to you? You still belong to the Lord. You're still just as saved. So can Christians die physically? Yes. Will they ever die spiritually? No. If you're born from above, it is spiritual. It can never, ever die. These truths are so simple, yet everyone wants to fight about them. And so I just leave them to their fight. Just fight. Tell me when you guys are happy again. Keep fighting. I'm just going to keep studying, and I'm going to keep learning, and I'm going to grow. I just want to walk with God. When you're over your fight, come on, join with us. Because, see, there are a lot of people that needs to hear about Jesus instead of our fighting about what color God's robes are and what the angels look like. And are some of them actually girls? And that's something I worry about. Is it something you worry about a lot? Yeah. Are any of the angels kids? I could believe that because some of my guardians have really let me down a couple of times. I'm just teasing, right? Don't you get it? Why don't you leave that stuff alone? Let God teach you and show you and grow you as you go. But what will we fight about? Well, we ought to be fighting about injustice. We ought to be standing up for those who can't speak for themselves, who will speak up for the little ones. As the psalmist writes, when the little ones are being taken to death, if they can't speak for themselves, who will speak up? So listen, everybody. God so loves us that his plan is to give his only begotten Son. And he did. And whosoever believes in him should not perish, spiritually be destroyed, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life was God's idea. So let me say it this way. That's God's will. We see God's heart, God's plan, and God's will in one verse, don't we? Nicodemus is thinking it's something deep, it's something big. Jesus tells it to him in less than 30 seconds. Spurgeon gets saved just hearing one verse over and over again till he catches on, wait a minute, look to Jesus. How many of you have not looked to Jesus? He talked about it, you've been playing with it, you've been around it, but you've never said, I put all my trust. I am yours. Save me, wash me, I am yours. Notice again what we read here. Let me read a little further. No, I don't want to go further. Stop it. Because I want to make sure we talk about God sent not his son to the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Not everyone will be saved. Even though Jesus paid the price for all sin, not everyone will look to him in stubbornness and whatever they're feeling. They will not look to him. They won't trust in him. They say, no, I don't care. He paid the price for all. Each and every one of us needs to look to Jesus. If you want eternal life, you look to Jesus with a sincere heart. Put your faith and trust there. I'm looking to you, Lord, to get rid of this poison in me called sin, to take care of it, to forgive my sin and take it, make it gone. Just as Jesus pointed out to Nicodemus, as an individual must look to Jesus and acknowledge Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Acknowledging, I'm looking to you. I believe. I am looking in faith. When he or she, when you or I, when we do this, we have eternal life, he says, immediately. There is a no-wait state. You are born spiritually from above. That's what Nicodemus said. I don't know how to do that. How can that be done? Can a man do that again when he's old? He explains it to him. He breaks it down. So you and me wouldn't have to ask the same questions. Well, I'm glad Nick did this. Notice, when we do this, looking to Jesus Christ in trust and in faith for everything, we have eternal life immediately. All by grace through faith alone. It's all spiritually done. It had nothing to do with any kind of work I did or figured out or made a plan. It was all God's heart. It was all God's plan. It was all God's will. That's what we just read here. Again, see the heart of God Almighty. I don't know. I don't see God as an angry God in the Old Testament, but how many people, even Christians, say, boy, God was a different God in the Old Testament. He had a pretty rowdy dude and, you know, striking people dead and turning them to salt and everything. Whoa. And in the New Testament, it's all just roses and rainbows and feeding everybody and giving them flowers. You're missing something somewhere. I don't see that. God never changes. He loved everyone in the Old Testament and the New. God so loved the world. See the heart of God Almighty in heaven. See it. Here's what I mean. Jesus says, look at my Father's heart. God did not send me into the world to condemn the world. Jesus didn't come here and like tonight, if he sat next to you and say, boy, you're a loser. Just wanted to let you know. Have a nice church service. When others do that to you, do you want to sit next to them for long? No. But that's how people see Jesus, isn't it? He's here to condemn me. He's going to slap me and knock me right into hell. He's mad at me, and he's got every right to be. There's a lot of people out there that don't believe in Jesus and say, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm a loser. I know that I'm in trouble. Well, do something about it. Look to Jesus. He's mad at me. Well, let me give you some good news. God did not send Jesus Christ into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. God loves you. That's why Jesus came. He's not here because he's mad at you. Jesus didn't show up so he could tell you what a loser you were. Instead, he took the lowest of positions and he said, every one of you, you come to me. And when the guy says, I'm not worthy. To be called your disciple. I'm not worthy to come near. Jesus said, you come near, all of you, anybody come. He touched lepers, and that was against the Pharisees' rules. He touched lepers. He touched them and healed them, some of them. And people are going, he touched that guy. That no one wants to be around somebody like that. But Jesus does, doesn't he? Hey, I'll tell you what. He stooped so low, he came and got me. When I was on the island of Guam, how low did he stoop to come and get you? Spokane? Dude, think it through. And he did it, didn't he? And what did he say? I don't care. What does the song say? I don't care where you've been sleeping. I don't care who's made your bed. I already gave my life to set you free. There's no sin you can imagine that's stronger than my love, and it's all yours. Just come home to me. That's the gospel. He's not here to destroy. He's not here ready to crush and to punish. He didn't show up to condemn you or to make you feel any worse than you already feel about you. In fact, he's looking to do just the opposite. He's wanting to lift you up so you can sing again, so you can see it's really okay. Why? Because he's okay. I'll never be okay, but in him, I'm perfect. That's why Paul would say, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. There's nothing you can't do if it's Jesus Christ that's doing it. You know, Jesus didn't come to condemn, and he said so. I'm not here to condemn you. The lady says, well, we'll be seeing her soon. She says, you're a Jew. You a Jew, a male, speaking to me, a woman, and a Samaritan? And Jesus had no problem with that. He said, I'm just asking for a drink of water. He's never just asking for a drink of water. He's always there to ask you to come home. And that day she went home. And she was used to preach the gospel. She preached the gospel to her whole city. And a bunch of people came out and got saved walking with Jesus, and right? So we're already condemned. In other words, that's Jesus' point. You see, we're already in sin, born that way. So we're already condemned. He's not here to condemn us. He's here to take us out of that. He's here to lift us up and put our feet on a solid rock, Jesus Christ. We're already sinners. We're already headed for punishment. People say, I want to avoid punishment. Look to Jesus. You've been bitten by the snake. You don't have to drag yourself over there and hold on. You don't have to do anything. You just have to believe. And that's what we're trying to get people to understand. You just have to rest in him and trust in him. We're already headed for punishment and destruction to be eternally separated from God. God did not send his only begotten son to the world to condemn it. The opposite, Jesus became flesh and dwelt among us to suffer and to bleed, to shed his blood and to give his own life so you could live for eternity, eternal life. If we would simply look to Jesus, trust in him, everyone, everywhere can be saved if they'll look to Jesus. How much do you have to know to look? Look at verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Get it? We're already condemned, everybody. We're already condemned. Because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. That's easy. Simple and straight to the point. And he's saying it to Nicodemus. Remember, there's a private conversation, and we get to be a part of it to learn how it works in our hearts. Simple and straight to the point. There are only two kinds of people in this world right now. Only, like the doctor, a Christian doctor told me once, there's only two ways for people to die, with Jesus or without. Doesn't matter how you die, that there's only two ways you can really leave here, with Jesus or without. And that's the fact, that's what Jesus is saying. It's simple, it's straightforward. There are just two kinds of people. If you will trust Jesus, if you'll believe, look to Jesus in faith, you have eternal life and will never be condemned. If you do not look to Jesus, you're already condemned because you were born that way. You're still in the darkness, he's going to talk about. We're born with a sin nature. We are sinners. My parents didn't teach me to sin. They taught me the words, and I put the words together to make them come out of sin and lie and blame it on my brothers. They didn't teach me how. Naturally. Because I'm a sinner. How about you? Your parents may have told you the first lie you told. That's a lie. We don't do that. That's not right. And then you went on anyway. You just had to be smarter how you did it. That's all. You anybody have kids? They can't get it by you. Why? Because you did all those things. And they're trying to figure out, do you have eyes behind your head? How do you do this? Because you know. You know, we're all trying to sneak it past God too. I didn't say that. You thought I said that? Uh-uh. Bob. Okay, I said it, but not out loud. You see, the Lord loves us so much, he made a way for each and every one of us to live with him for all eternity. To believe on his name, or in his name, is to believe in him. You're believing in his name, you're believing in him. Trust. To trust him. To look to him, to rest in him, to count on him. Could it be more simple than that? Verse 19. And this is the condemnation. What? That light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. For everyone that doeth evil hates the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved or discovered or uncovered. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Think about it. Light exposes. The closer and the brighter the light, you know, if you're doing a lot of photography work and thing, they use huge, huge lights. If you're doing theater, the theater lights are killer hot, and they are big and heavy, and they're bright. And you, to cover flaws, everyone wears, theater makeup. And you have to do that in front of a mirror that is so bright, you're squinting, it is so bright. But because the brighter the light, the more you go, whoo, that's one ugly face. Let's cover it somehow. Because that's what people out there are going to see. Whoa, look at that. Have you had a fatal illness, Bob? No, it's okay. Jesus is the light of the world. If I don't have Jesus, I'm still in the darkness, out in the spiritual darkness. That's what they told me when I was a young man. And they said, you're lost, Bob. I said, I'm fine. I know right where I'm at. I know what I'm doing. But spiritually, I had no clue. And so they weren't making sense to me. We are reminded here that all people don't love Jesus. That's what he just said. And all people won't. It's a choice that everyone will make. You're bitten by the same snakes, but it's up to you whether you want to look to Jesus Christ and be cleansed and healed, or if you just want to keep wallowing around until you finally die in pain. That's always up to the individual. Some, he says, love the darkness instead of the light, and they choose to remain there. Those who live in sin don't want to change, right? They don't want to. Light exposes, as I said before. If people love sin, they want to stay away from the light. So you're not going to come to Jesus. Well, what about those that have come to Jesus? Are we perfect now and always in the bright light and doing good? Yeah, raise your hand. Mm-hmm. But you've come to the light, haven't you? And you draw closer to Jesus and the light is brighter. And if you haven't noticed it, start watching. As you draw near Jesus, you'll start thinking this, Lord, I'm a lot worse than I used to be. I mean, I've been walking with you a long time now, and it's like I'm doing everything wrong. And he goes, you're not worse. You're just closer. The light is just revealing more and more. Well, I don't like it. Well, that's okay. Keep on drawing near. Come on near. Light exposes. Hypocrites, liars, cheaters. And the list goes on and on and on. But the one who is honest before the Lord, you and me, and anyone who says, I am guilty, Lord. I am ashamed. I am guilty. I've got the sin. Lord, I look to you. He gives us freely, washes away our sin. The shed blood of Jesus Christ. We're given freely eternal life. Now, we're learning to walk. And sometimes we're stumbling all over the place, true. But we're learning to walk. By God's grace, I learned how to live in the world, how to fight your way to the top. I learned how you did that. And then he pulls me out of that. And it's been hard to learn now that you have to fight your way to the bottom. That's harder to do because it's so illogical to our hearts. Everybody else is trying to work their way up the ladder. We're trying to find the ladder and get down. And the world won't help you. And the world thinks, okay, there's something mentally with you guys, right? The heart that comes to the light looks to Jesus for forgiveness and salvation. Realizing what? Have no way to help ourselves. We have no way to help ourselves. We can't change our own hearts. We look to Jesus. So Pastor McDonald, I like this quote from him. The truth is this. The closer the sinner gets to the light, the more his sins are exposed. Isn't that true? Even with a true believer, the closer we draw to the Lord. I remember as a young man, I was in the military and I used military language. That's what we used to like to call it. And it rolled off and I was good at it. It was just smooth. I didn't even know I was doing it. And I got saved in maybe a few months, a month to 2 months in. I go, Lord, I'm using worse language now than I was doing before I got saved. And he said, no, you're not. You're just hearing it now. I go, that's filthy. Who taught that to me? Because you draw close to the Lord and all of a sudden stuff that didn't bother you at all. I mean, it's just noise. You're just saying things. They mean nothing to nobody, right? And all of a sudden you go, I'm worse. No, you're not. It's just that you're starting to hear it yourself and you're starting to see it. Draw close. Come on in. And you go, I'm embarrassed. This is gross. See, the closer you get, the sinner gets to the light, the more the sins are exposed. It is not, listen closely. This is Pastor McDonald. I loved it when he said this. It is not intellectual problems. You ever have people say, I'd accept Jesus, but I got a lot of questions about the Bible. I got a lot of questions about, you know, I'm pretty educated. Listen, everybody, it is not intellectual problems that keep many people or most people from trusting Jesus. What it is, it's the moral and spiritual blindness that keeps them from wanting to come out of the darkness. Some people just don't want to come out. They want to just stay. The one who looks to Jesus is given eternal life freely and given God's Holy Spirit. And the Spirit working in our lives gives us a new heart, gives us power. But the Holy Spirit power to walk in these things gives us even new interests and new goals. Now that you're born again, your whole life is headed a whole different direction. God is working in our hearts to change us day by day. We're growing, but it's by grace through faith alone.
Thank you for listening to Apply Within with Pastor Bob Davis. Apply Within is a radio outreach ministry of North Country Chapel. Our Sunday morning Bible studies are at 9 and 11 a.m. We also have a Friday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. and a Monday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. You can download today's message in its entirety at northcountrychapel.com/studies. That's northcountrychapel.com/studies. If you would like a copy of today's message, write to us and ask for the message with today's date. The address is Apply Within, 2281 West Celtice, Post Falls, Idaho, 83854. Or call us at 1-800-572-8851. That number again, 1-800-572-8851. Our mobile app is available for iPhone and Android. Download it to listen to full-length studies, watch the live stream of our services, or to find out more about church events. If you have been blessed by the teaching or have prayer requests that you would like to share with us, write, email, or call us as well. Please join with us every Monday through Friday as we study together verse by verse on Apply Within, sponsored by North Country Chapel.